let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day.
Welcome to Light. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. True stories about how God works in people's lives. This is Denise's story, a story of relationships. A family tragedy causes her to lose her faith until her husband helps her find it.
Hey, where's the sitter, Denise? I don't want to be late.
I didn't call her, Mason. I have too much to do around here to stop and go to a Bible study. I'm sorry. Maybe next week.
Uh-huh. That's what you said last week and the week before.
I can't think about religion when I'm busy with three kids. Anyway, I'm not sure I believe in God much anymore.
Oh, then Bible study is the perfect way to find out. Test the material. See for yourself.
Look, I don't feel comfortable with your study group. I don't think we have all that much in common.
Why not?
I don't know. They're weird, that's all.
Weird?
But it doesn't matter, honey. You're getting something out of it, and it doesn't get in the way of our marriage, so...
Okay. I won't bug you. Sorry you don't like the group. They're fine people.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm the weirdo. Funny thing was, over the next couple of years, I started seeing changes in Mason. He became gentler, more patient. He'd been having problems with our 7-year-old, but I saw him changing because of his faith. But I still wasn't drawn to question mine. See, I grew up in a family of 12 kids. We all went to parochial schools, and our religion was kind of on automatic pilot. I didn't think much about God, and until my favorite sister, Dinah, who was 9 months pregnant at the time, well, she and her husband, Bobby, got...
Dinah!
In here, Bobby!
Di, I just got off the phone with Nick. He's coming over. We're going to go out and have a few.
Tonight? You need to spend some time with the baby.
I know, but it's our birthday tomorrow, and we want to celebrate.
We're your family now, Bobby. We'll celebrate with you.
Nick's my twin brother. We always celebrate our birthdays together.
But you have a wife and a child now. You can't just run off with your brother and leave us at home.
It's only for a few drinks.
Maybe we have a birthday surprise of our own tonight.
You can give it to me tomorrow, hon. Tonight, Nick and I are
gonna... mean it, Bobby. I don't want you to go out...
Hey, don't tell me what to do!
I'm not telling... What if I start my labor tonight?
Oh, no, I'm not falling for that line. Nick's my brother.
Well, go right ahead, then. Go out drinking in some stupid bar with your precious brother and leave your family at home.
All right, I will. Hey, man, who wants to sit around reading baby books on his birthday?
So Bobby came in very late that night and slept late the next morning. Dinah had to take their daughter to the doctor and didn't get home till noon. Bobby had just gotten up and was in the bathroom brushing his teeth.
Yeah?
Bobby?
What's the matter, babe?
Oh, will you get me a couple of aspirins?
Oh, Dinah, sit down.
Oh, my head is killing me. Oh.
Dinah, honey. Dinah. Oh, my God. Maybe she's in labor. Gotta get her to the hospital.
They never really had a chance to talk after their argument because she never regained consciousness. I didn't learn the facts until my parents came over. Hi, Mom.
Denise,
Mom, what is it? What's the matter?
It's Dinah. Well,
did she have the baby?
Dinah's
what?
Dead.
What?
Died
what
of dead? An aneurysm.
An aneurysm? What?
Massive brain hemorrhage. You're born with it. They run in my family. My brother had one. It never acted up.
Well, what about the baby?
They took him out right away. He's a beautiful baby boy.
Bobby named him David.
Oh, poor Bobby. Oh, my God. Dinah died on Bobby's birthday.
I know. And he's just beside himself. He is out of it.
And poor guy's racked with guilt. Says they had a terrible argument.
Mama, how could this happen? She was only 23.
I know.
All she ever wanted in life was to get married, raise a couple of kids.
Right.
She was so sweet. She was so kind. Mom and Dad never questioned their faith, but that didn't do me any good. When Dinah died, I became very angry at God, and no one could take that anger away from me. But why, Mason? Dinah was so young. She was one of the most contented people I ever knew. How can you believe in a God who would let terrible things like that happen?
I believe God is love. I believe Dinah's with
but
God.
Why would God take her away? And on Bobby's birthday?
Well, don't forget, their baby was born on that day, too.
Oh, this frightens me. It frightens me. You could go just that quick. Or the kids. Oh, Mason, hold me.
Come here.
I'm scared.
I understand.
What do I have to look forward to? What if one day God decides to take me?
I love you, sweetie.
What in Sam hell does God need my sister for?
I don't believe God takes. I believe we live in an imperfect world where we're born and we pass away. I'm trying to find something that doesn't die.
Are you finding it?
Me and my group of weirdos are starting to find it.
When you find it, will you tell me about it? Meanwhile, I have an idea how to help Bobby and the two kids.
Sometimes it's not easy to be faithful when we feel life has dealt us a blow, but that's when our faith needs to be the strongest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to our true story called Denise right after this. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
How you doing, Bobby?
Not real well. Oh, hold on. Let me turn down the TV. Last week I tried to find the can opener to open a can of soup. I looked in all the drawers, the pantry, and all the shelves. Found it hanging on a nail near the cat food. One of the last things she did was feed the cat. And what'll I do? I yelled at her. I slammed the door.
Hey, buddy. Don't beat yourself up like this.
I went to pay bills and found a bunch of birthday cards. And she always thought of me, and I just thought of myself.
Oh, Bobby, honey, now sit down a minute, will you? No. I'll go fix us some tea.
I can't sit still. But, yeah, I'd like some tea, thanks.
Listen, Bobby, Denise and I want to ask you something.
Now, keep an open mind and hear what we have to say, okay?
We want you to come live with us.
In our big old house, you and the kids.
We can't do that.
It may be an old house, but you know how many rooms we have. You're not making that much money now. What are you going to do with a 15-month-old and a newborn?
It'll be better for your kids to live with our kids.
Yeah, we can all pitch in and pull together. Little David is going to need special care right now, and you can't give it to him. You've got to hold down your job.
I've raised three of my own. I don't have a job. I'd really like to look after my sister's babies. So 2 weeks after Dinah died, they moved in with us. I was angry at God, but not at those precious children. It was a big change, a real drain on my energy, but those kids were pure delight. I thought of little David as my own little boy. But poor Bobby went right off the deep end. Bobby, wake up.
Huh?
Wake up. Come on.
What time is it?
It's afternoon. I fed the kids lunch, but I want you to take them outdoors so I can clean the house.
Well, it's Saturday. I was sleeping
in. You can't sleep any longer, Bobby. You gotta take the kids.
All right. Oh, I drank too much last night.
Well, you know where the aspirin are. The baby needs you. I need to get in here with the vacuum.
All right, I'll take Katie, but will you keep David with you?
He's with me all day long.
I can't be with him, Denise. Not yet. He reminds me too much. I just can't.
All right, fine. I'll keep him.
I'll shower and I'll be down shortly.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, what's for lunch?
I made hamburgers for the kids. We're out of buns, but there's plenty of sandwich bread.
I don't like my burger without the bun. I'll skip lunch.
God, you are so ungrateful. I'm always taking care of five kids in this house, and I don't eat another one.
You don't have to take care of me. Who says I have to eat your food? Anyway, my appetite is shot.
Yeah, because of all the booze.
It's my life. I'm taking a shower.
Oh, God, what a jerk. Mason!
In here, honey.
Oh, I don't know how much more I can take of this, Mason. It's like a zoo in here. He doesn't lift a finger around the house.
Well, he's still in shock, sweetie. He's still very angry.
Oh, you better believe he is.
Almost as much as you are.
Oh, Mason, what am I gonna do? I resent him. He never even looks at little Davy.
I've been praying for him in Bible study group.
Will you pray for me, too? I can't do this on my own. It's hard to do what I need to do when I can't even get little Davy to sleep through the night.
Well, why don't you and I pray for it?
What? That Davy will sleep through the night? You can pray for things like that. So we prayed, not only for Davy, but for the anger Bobby and I felt for each other. And Davy began sleeping through the night. He was the best baby. And it might have been a coincidence, but Bobby started drinking less. As for my anger, I tried, but, well, one day Bobby came into the kitchen.
Denise, I want to talk to you about something.
What?
I want to go to Florida. Will you take
what?
Care of the kids?
Florida?
It's only for a few weeks. Please, my nerves are shot.
All right, Bobby, you got to start taking responsibility for those kids. They call me Mommy and Mason Daddy.
I know.
And now you're going to go on a vacation without them?
I need to get away.
For what? To hit the bottle again?
I'm numb as ice here. I can't seem to care about anything. I need a change. I'm going to change, I promise.
Look, I am doing all I can for my sister's kids. I can't understand why you don't even try for Dinah's sake.
Look, I know I've gone to pot and I hate myself
for it. You have three sisters. You've been here with us for 2 years and they've never once come by to help out.
All right, I'll call them tonight. I'm going to change, Denise, you'll see.
Yeah, when? When the cows come home. Well, my anger took a while. I had to face the fact that I was feeling sorry for myself. And I was being tough on Bobby as revenge on God. After all, Bobby was only 24 years old. He was guilty and miserable. He was trying to drown his sorrow. I was angry because I had a similar sorrow, so we collided. But during that time, I became closer to God. My biggest challenge was to overcome the bitterness in my heart. And Mason helped me to see that since I was taking care of the kids for Dinah, it shouldn't matter if Bobby was ungrateful or not. Now, when Bobby came back, he had good news and bad news. The good news was he'd met a woman down there he wanted to marry, and she was moving up here at the end of the month. The bad news was he was taking his kids with him.
Oh, Mason, I never thought I'd have to give him up. Davey's like my own little boy.
Oh, I know this hurts you, hon, but think of the good side. I mean, Bob wants to have a family again. Haven't you seen how he's trying to bond with David over the past few weeks? It's time for us to let go.
I can't let go. I don't want to let the kids go.
Denise, let's pray together.
Oh, Jesus, help me. Help me do the right thing.
Help us, dear God.
Oh, help me, dear God.
To welcome Bobby's new wife.
Help me.
Open our hearts to your love.
Open our hearts.
It was really then that I knew God was in my life. By the time Bobby left, he and I were on better terms, and a sense of warmth was in my heart. The whole time, Mason had been my rock. I never met anyone who tries to live the life of Christ like Mason does. Sometimes it isn't easy being married to him, because I'm not as charitable as he is, but his faith has completely held our family together. I can't imagine our life without Christ at the center, the way we do things, the way we live. If I lost my sister now, I would be sad, but I would not blame God. My faith has given me that.
Turn on the light, let God show you the way, give it up to Him each day. Walk in His light, He listens when you pray, living in God's hands today.
In answer to Denise's prayer, her anger and bitterness left, and God entered her life. That's a good lesson for us all to learn, to make room for God in our lives by getting rid of ungodly things. Here are a couple of questions for you. How would you handle the kind of guilt Bobby felt? Where do you draw the line in helping your relatives? For example, Denise and Mason taking in Bobby and his two kids. Jesus said, "But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail."